Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. You know what I just noticed this morning? All right, we're never going to talk about Tampa Bay sports again. Okay.
Why?
Well, because, all right, so the Lightning, we all know what happened, the big collapse of the Lightning, yeah. Right? So the next day.
The collapse, that's a bit dramatic. Well, I mean, they made it to the playoffs. Give them credit.
And then they
collapsed.
Collapsed. Right. So then we were like, oh, you know what? Whatever. The Rays are on fire. Like the Rays, whatever. Right after we said that, the Rays lost four in a row.
But they won last night.
They won last night. That's what made me think about it. I saw this morning on Twitter. I was like, the Rays won. They won 6-3 last night at the Trop. And then I was like, oh, my gosh. But ever since last week, we're like, oh, man, the Rays are going on a run. Right when we said that, they lose four in a row. I'm not sports anymore.
I love Kevin's response, though. Spoken like a true Tampa Bay fan.
Listen,
but they won last night.
They got swept by the Sox.
He's falling for the bright, shiny object.
I know, because they got beat by the Red Sox all three games, but they lost all the games by one run. So I'm like, okay, but they're still the best team in baseball.
They lost all by one run? I did not.
All three games by one run.
Never mind. That's a win. They won them. They won them. Those are wins, right? Those are wins.
There you go, Mark.
Only one run? That's a win, dude.
Tampa Bay's morning crew,
99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so you know Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. The one thing in common is a like button. Someone makes a comment that you like, you hit the like button.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, Twitter has come out and said it's the biggest mistake they ever did was because they used to not have it in the beginning. There was no like button on Twitter. And way back in the beginning.
Oh, right. There was just the reply and the retweet.
That's all you could do.
Right.
Right? Is reply and retweet. That was it. And it was good for interaction because instead of just hitting a like, it caused people to actually have a conversation.
Right.
So Instagram is now testing a model where there will be no like or love button. I think they have the heart button, the hearts.
Yeah, it's the double tap and then you get a heart. Yep.
Right. And then they're thinking to themselves, well, now all you would do is be able to comment on Instagram. Because they want people to have more conversation.
Engagement. I love this idea. People base so much off of likes.
I know, and it's a fake. It's just fake, right? Because
yes.
Something is just hitting it. They don't even know the context of it.
Yeah, it's not real. But if you take that away, and then people are forced to, oh my gosh, communicate with each other and actually say like, oh wow, love this Easter picture of you and your family, and how are you guys doing, and actually have a conversation.
Actually be like a human being.
Yes, I think that'd be great.
So
it would
weird.
Actually give some sort of depth back to social media.
I do think about the artist though, you know, because think about it. When they like Carrie Underwood, right? Something like a post on Instagram, she gets like thousands and thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of likes.
Oh, definitely.
Now that's going to turn into comments for her. Because people have to write something or like post a heart or something. She's going to be inundated with comments.
Good. But that only helps her account.
Well,
and then
I
gets
know,
more
but...
people to see it and everything else. So I think this is a great thing.
It's so weird that like we're celebrating not hitting the like or giving someone a heart. Like we're happy about that.
Yes. I'm concerned about our future, and I think that this will be a lot better for, like, those girls that get on Instagram and they post things and it's all for the likes.
They actually have to write something.
Yeah. You gotta talk. Use your words.
But then everything's going to be abbreviated. You know what I mean? It's not going to be like, it's not going to be I love you. It's I-L-V-U. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that'll be the next thing. That'll be the next algorithm.
Baby steps.
Spell check on Instagram. Coming soon. Get ready.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
All right, so everybody knew Zedd was going to be at Coachella. What they didn't know is that Maren Morris was going to join him there.
Oh, what a good surprise.
Massive surprise performance from Maren Morris. Here it is.
Oh, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
It's funny, off the air, Kevin was just saying how much he loves that song, and he hears this and has this dying urge to go to Target and spend money.
It does remind me of that Target commercial.
Well, that's where I heard it the first time, was on the Target commercial.
I wonder if Target was like, hey, we need to boost sales this weekend, Maren, if you could go to Coachella, drop this song, and there you go.
I don't need much of a push to shop at Target. So I'm taking this as a sign. I'm going to Target later.
You wake up in the morning and you go to Target. That's pretty much all you need.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. What about a wedding reception with no music? No music.
No music.
None. What about that? Would that work?
No, not at all. Are you kidding me? I love music. I have to have music at the wedding reception.
All right. The question is, do you give a playlist to the DJ or the band or not? Melanie's going through this now. We'll tell you next. 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so Melanie's in a dilemma here. Should she make a playlist for her wedding reception for the band or the DJ, or just let them do their thing, play their music?
Yeah, and I can't decide because I need to stay off these dang wedding boards. It's like a dark hole.
Is it like WebMD when you have a headache?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Don't get on that.
So you go onto Google, you type in there, you know, wedding song playlist, and then the Wedding Bee pops up, the Knot, Wedding Wire,
What's the problem?
Forums.
Like, they don't want to be told what to play? Is that the thing?
Yeah, so that's what a majority of the people said in these forums, is that you're actually being kind of a bridezilla if you are supplying them with songs they can't play. So there's a do not playlist.
And you're also paying, though.
Yeah, and you're paying. And then also a playlist of songs that you want them to play. I didn't realize that this was an issue. I thought, okay, I mean, I've worked in radio for 13 years or something. There are definitely songs that maybe I'm sick of hearing
that I don't want
at my wedding.
Or some songs that aren't really wedding songs, but you think they are. But if you listen in, you're like, I don't want that. Yeah.
Prime example is the band that we're getting. They normally don't play country music. So I want to give them a couple songs that I want them to play.
And if they're like, we don't want to do country, you're like, but I paid.
Right. I'm paying a lot of money. So, they have said that they'll learn some songs, but the people on these forums are saying that you're a bridezilla, and that's the worst type of bride to work with are the ones that supply these playlists.
Well, I know, but you're paying and it's your wedding. Like, they should be ready to do whatever you want to do.
I agree with you, like
when people call us to request a song, they'd be like, all right, PayPal is $5 and then we'll play the song for you. Like, that's almost, you know what I mean? Like, you have to pay us.
Right. You're paying so much money. I don't understand why you shouldn't be able to tell them, hey, don't want to hear this song. I would like to hear this one.
Make a playlist for the band or the DJ or not. What do you think? What was your experience? Text us 800-992-1099. Well, there'll be shots at your wedding, right? There'll be shots.
Oh, yes. Shots.
I was trying to figure out, like...
Oh, well, if the venue's listening, no shots. No. There will be no shots. You have to say you would like it neat, I believe, or like on the rocks.
Oh, my God, that's fancy.
You have to say it like that. You can't say, I want a shot.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
That's the strangest rule I've ever heard. Because they can't, quote unquote, can't serve shots at weddings because they've had some bad experiences, I guess.
Well, you're having this dilemma of should you make a playlist for your DJ or your band, because a lot of these wedding blogs you read, they're like, no, don't. The DJs and everything get mad.
DJs are on the sites. So DJs are on the Knot and the Wedding Bee and stuff, and they are like, writing back saying, do not be this type of bride.
It's ridiculous. So it's your wedding. It's your day. That's the soundtrack of the biggest day of your life, one of the biggest days of your life, right?
I feel ya, yeah.
Let's talk to Cassie, who's holding on. What do you got, Ashley? Ashley. Let's get to Ashley first. What's up, Ashley?
My DJ was actually really good, Melanie, that he gave me like two pages of songs that are typically played at a wedding. And I was like, look, all these are traditional songs and I'm not doing a traditional wedding. So don't be playing like some Beyonce over here, because I listen to country all the time. I gave him like a couple of songs. Like, I love Luke Bryan and Florida Georgia Line, like Good There, play some Disney songs.
Play some Disney songs. Oh, my gosh, Ashley. I feel like we just became best friends. Okay.
You know what they need to create? Seriously, because now I'm like, I got all this stress for you guys, and I already got married. But it's like they should have, you know, touch tunes at a bar? They should have a touch tunes reception version where they just wheel in the screen and people can just go up and pick the songs they want played.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes. And then your favorite people, like in your bridal party, they get to skip some songs,
right,
maybe.
Right. Totally. People in the actual wedding party, they can skip.
That is so fun. I love those touch tunes.
Me too.
I have the app on my phone. That's how ridiculous it is. The touch tunes app.
It's my latest business idea, everybody. Wedding touch tunes.
There you go. Do it. Do it, Mark.
Would that be really cool?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I think the support has been overwhelming for you, Melanie, for making a playlist for your wedding.
And I love that. But people are so nice.
Yeah, 99.5 QIK. The big debate was, like, should you make a wedding playlist for your reception? Melanie gets on these websites and these blogs, and it's like, nah, don't do it. Let the band and the DJ do their thing. And it's like, yeah, but you're paying. You're paying them to do their thing for you.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. But I'm not trying to make them mad before they do my wedding, you know?
This is so 2019. Oh, you pay a DJ to do your wedding, but you can have no say on any of the music that's played. It's ridiculous. let's talk to Cassie. What do you got, Cassie?
Hi. So I heard your question on the radio, and I am a wedding planner and coordinator, and I just want to tell you that you are not being a bridezilla by putting together a playlist.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
The biggest bridezillas are the ones that don't put a playlist together, and then they complain the entire time that it's not the music that they wanted played. It's like, well, then put us a playlist together. Let us know what you want. We have a million brides we deal with.
That makes me feel so much better. I need to stay off those damn forums because everybody's...
Oh, everyone's opinion doesn't matter.
I know. You're so right. And thank you for letting me know that. Okay, well, I'm going to start putting a list together.
Because of you, she is putting together the most customized, ridiculous list out of left field.
I would like this song into
all
this song.
Everything's a remix. She wants no originals.
Oh,
it must be
gosh.
A remix. Everything.
No, I'm not that difficult.
Absolutely.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Got these Miranda Lambert tickets. Skylar and Lisa are contestants this morning. Skylar was the ninth caller, so Skylar, you're going to be up the bat first, all right?
All right, looking forward to it.
I'm going to give you a category.
Yep.
You're going to have 5 seconds, Skylar, to name one thing in that category. After you do, Lisa, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. You guys will go back and forth until somebody runs out of names. 5 seconds is on the clock. Skylar, we've been talking all morning about Melanie getting married, planning a wedding.
Yes.
Your category is name something you don't want to happen at a wedding. Go.
Bride walking away.
The groom leaving.
Falling while dancing.
A family fight.
Flower girl tripping.
The cake getting messed up.
Dropping the cake?
Someone getting too drunk.
Seconds. Skylar, you run out of gas. Lisa, congratulations. You're going to Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
Very fitting, too. A woman who has a lot of experience with weddings.
Yeah,
Miranda Lambert,
true.
Right?
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so it's Taco Tuesday. And, you know, you've heard of juice cleanses. You've heard of souping, right?
Yeah,
where you just eat soup.
Celery cleanses.
Listen, there's this new taco cleanse. I'm going to tell you the story next. This is something I think I could really get behind. Like,
does it involve Taco Bell?
Oh,
I think we've
God.
All had that.
Oh, my God. We'll tell you next. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so Taco Tuesday has arrived.
Yes.
One of our favorite days of the week for obvious reasons. There is an upgrade to the day. There's a book out. It's called The Taco Cleanse. Okay. Jennifer Aniston has just bought this book, and she loves it.
What?
This book advocates eating nothing but tacos for 30 days.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
I will say.
I always love Jennifer Aniston.
These are vegan tacos.
Oh, even better.
Okay, because they said that's the only way that this will work.
Yeah, because I would think that your stomach would be upset if you were just eating like beef, tacos, and carnitas like all the time.
Upset is the understatement of the year if all you ate was like regular tacos every day.
But veggie tacos, that makes sense.
Yeah, and there's a ton of different recipes. There's actually 75 different recipes. Like I said, Jennifer Aniston is doing the taco cleanse. But here's what I love about this cleanse. It actually also includes margaritas. And
stop.
Yeah. So there's a there's an avocado margarita you can incorporate in this thing.
Is there alcohol in these margaritas?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, what would it be if there wasn't?
I didn't know there was no meat in the tacos. I didn't know if you were taking alcohol out of the margarita.
Then you just have avocado juice. That's not a margarita.
Right, exactly.
Right. So it's called the Taco Cleanse. 75 recipes, vegan, but it makes eating fun, and you're eating tacos every day for 30 days. Kevin, could you do this?
I probably could, yeah.
God,
tacos are so delicious.
Taco cleanse?
How many margaritas do you get with the tacos?
I don't know.
Inquiring minds want to know how it works.
I know you want to know, but I don't. But here's the thing about the margaritas are actually healthy, too. There's all, like, different kinds, and it all incorporates, you know, vegan recipes with the margaritas,
like the
too.
Skinny margaritas.
Yeah, it's just like, but they incorporate a lot of vegetables and stuff like that in the margaritas.
Yeah.
It's great. I could really get into this.
Yes.
So there it is, the Taco Cleanse. 75 different tacos. Eat it straight for 30 days.
Yeah, don't mind me. This isn't like a normal margarita. I'm being healthy.
This is dying and going to heaven. This is what this is, man.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Thomas Rhett, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right. This is crazy. I love sports gambling, like betting on sport. I just think it's so much fun. Like the action, you know what I'm saying? It's like, ah.
Oh, my God.
The adrenaline, betting on sports. But this bet takes the absolute cake. This husband made a wife with his made a wife. Made. Jeez. This is what happens when you got to race through things here. This husband made a bet with his pregnant wife.
Okay.
He didn't make a wife. He made a baby. They made a baby. And he said if Tiger Woods won the Masters, they could name their son Tiger. Uh-oh. Well, the woman's like, okay, Tiger hasn't won in years. This is fine.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Tiger wins the Masters. She has agreed.
Uh-oh.
His name will be Tiger.
Yes. The husband even drafted up a contract.
I know, of course.
He didn't want her to back out.
Absolutely awesome. Way to go. And I think it's really cool of his wife that she gave in and was
like,
yep, I'll honor the bet. LT Gray is coming in the world. I love it.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Instagram is testing this out. I think this could be a good thing. So, you know the like button on Instagram?
Yeah, the double tap for the hearts.
Yeah, they're thinking about taking that away. So, the only option you would have on Instagram is just a comment. There would be no likes, no hearts, nothing.
I love this idea. People are too consumed about getting likes on Instagram. And then you see people who post something and it doesn't get enough likes and they take it down. And people have anxiety all because of it.
I know.
It's too much.
I agree. The founder of Twitter came out and said the biggest mistake Twitter ever made was incorporating a like button. Remember, it used to be comment and retweet.
Right.
That was it.
Right.
So they said because it took away from conversation, you would just hit a button, but nobody really knew how you felt. There was no conversation. It was just likes, 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 likes.
Right. It's taking the social aspect out of social media.
Right. That's the whole thing, is you want people to actually have a conversation. So get ready for that. They're just testing it now on Instagram.
Please make it happen.
But sooner or later, you might actually have to say something, people. Just get ready.
Can you imagine?
Chase Rice, eyes on you, QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yep, like in Ohio, it's Cleveland. So, a woman was in a hookah bar. I didn't know they still had hookah bars.
Oh, yeah. They have Acropolis in Tampa and in St. Pete. They have hookah there.
She's in Cleveland in the hookah bar, and she gets kicked out, right? She's getting belligerent. Well, she walks back in. She gets kicked out again. Okay.
Uh-oh.
She walks back in and gets kicked out again. Finally, they said, we're calling 911. When the officers arrived, she said, I'm going to take your mama out.
What?
She tells the cops she was going to take their mamas out.
Bring up mama.
And then they said that they were going to take her out again. And she goes, if you do, carry me like the queen that I am.
Okay, well, that's actually kind of epic. I'm not even mad about it.
Officers realized she had been slightly overserved and was put in a detox unit for the night. I actually think when you're getting carried out to the... That's pretty good. Carry me like the queen
that I am. Carry me like the queen I am.
At the hookah bar, just like that. That's pretty good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.